Creativity. Can you learn it? By Chapter 5, we are grappling with the tricky area of creativity. Can you learn it if you do not believe that you are naturally creative? We are all born to play and create, according to Pat Kane in The Play Ethic, and he should know because he also sings in the band Hue and Cry. That's fine, but creativity is pointless without a purpose, argues Mark Earls in Welcome to the Creative Age. This is a fair counterpoint, since one of the greatest criticisms of the communications industry is random creativity for the sake of it, with little commercial result. One way to embrace creativity is to try to emulate creative companies. So we look at that possibility with Fallon and Sen in Juicing the Orange, and with Barnes and Richardson in Marketing Judo. This may all be a bit more complex than it looks. You can try applying some universal rules, such as the 22 Irrefutable Laws of Advertising by Michael Newman, or you can try a range of techniques to stimulate creative ideas, which we look at with John Adair in The Art of Creative Thinking and Wayne Lotherington in Flicking Your Creative Switch. Finally, modern thinking suggests that you can try to create something by involving lots of people, in what is often called co-creation. A classic example of this is We Think by Charles Leadbetter, who effectively wrote a best-selling book by getting 257 other people to help him write it on the internet.